Hello, everyone. Happy Talk About It Thursday. It's April here from All for HR and Business Solutions. I hope your day is going well. Everyone is having a fantastic Talk About It Thursday. I am well. I'm glad that you're on the show. Our guest call-in number is 563-999-3057 for you to call in with your questions. We are talking about some great things. I know all we're talking about, everybody's talking about COVID, but today we're talking just a tad bit about COVID-19 because what we're focusing on, my focus on, is helping my mighty small business owners get through this. I am April Halliburton, founder and owner and president of All for HR and Business Solutions. And if you have not, if you don't know me, we've been in business for over 10 years. We are a virtual human resource management company and consulting. So we manage and consult with companies with 2 to 29 employees throughout the country. Okay. We're based in Michigan. And you can follow us on Twitter at All for HR, Tumblr, All for HR, Instagram, All for HR, and LinkedIn, All for HR and Business Solutions, Facebook page, All for HR and Business Solutions, and our Facebook group is Small Business HR Success Hub, okay? So if you're a small business owner, we offer tons of HR resources. We help employers to be at the best they can be. And what we do here is we help small businesses to leverage their HR so that they can have happy employees, which result in what? Happy clients, right? So welcome, welcome, welcome to our radio show. We're glad to have you aboard. I trust that everyone is being safe, is staying in if you can, and we are holding everyone up in prayer. We are looking out for each other. And I can't tell you how excited I am to have you on the show. Okay? I'm ecstatic about having you on the show. And, again, our call-in number is 563-999-3057. Want to ask questions, please call us. We'd love to have you on the show, have you ask your questions. So what we've been doing this month is this month is coming in like a tornado for all of us, small business, large businesses, families, everyone. It's coming in like a tornado. And so what we're going to do is we're going to weather the storm. We're going to get through on the other side of this storm, right? And so today I want to tell you that I have a resource page that's coming up on my website. My website is offerhr.net. The page is not ready yet because it's being updated again. So it'll be up probably a couple hours, but it'll be back posted. There's a ton of resources that are available for small business owners that have been impacted financially by the COVID-19 pandemic. And so that information is going to be on the website. There's also a document that's being circulated throughout our social media, on our social media pages, and that's going to be a link to that up. But the document is now posted on my on the Offer HR Business Solutions Facebook page, and is also on our Small Business HR Success Hub, which is now a closed group. But if you want to join, come on in. We'll be glad to have you. It's for the company, the Facebook page, Spit It Out, is for small businesses that are looking for HR resources. If you don't have a HR manager, or even if you have an HR manager, we are glad to help you and work with you to make sure that you are compliant and make sure you're doing the things to have a happy workforce and happy employees, okay? There is such a thing as, yeah, happy workforce, happy companies, and happy employees. We love, 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 and that's what we support, folks. So that page with the resources is coming up. There's also a document that's being circulated for asking for people to donate face masks and things like that. Look at the list. There's also a drop-off point. The drop-off points where you can drop off things. I know already that it is, we are on under executive order. We're not supposed to be out. And so call that number and see how they can get those things dropped off. You can just drop those things off and then go back home. You don't have to give them to anybody because they have to be do what they do to them before they're distributing them. So you can drop off those things if you have any of them, if as a small business owner or as a individual, if you have any of those things. There's a huge shortage of these things, masks, face shields, respirator masks and filters, face shields, goggles, safety glasses, bouffant caps, extended extra protection gloves of all sizes, isolation gowns, bleach wipes, swabs with mini tips, pocket size hand sanitizers, digital thermometers, temporal and disposable, powdered air purifying respirators, and hoods and prepackaged food depending on the location. But if you, again, there's a link for you to find out more about what is being accepted at the various locations, okay? And there's a link also for you to copy that link and drop it into your browser and find out where you can drop that those things off. They're calling this the hashtag support CV19 frontline and hashtag protect health care workers. So we're in this all together, folks. Absolutely. We're in this all together. We're all in this, every one of us. So we want to work together to get through this. I know I'm telling you to drop these things off if you have them. And if you don't, let's just simply pray for each other and look out for our neighbors and our elderly and our disabled and those that may need your assistance. So just kind of look out for those in your immediate circle that may need some help, okay? So other than that, if you have any questions about it, shoot me an email. And if I don't, at offer at painpoint@offerhr.net. I'll take questions, or you can go on the Facebook page and drop questions, or you can go on the website, offerhr.net. Go on the website, click on the telephone, type in your question, somebody will answer you, or the hotline, which is 844-425-5447, number 2. That's our hotline. So if you have a question about HR, a question about business, or about this challenge, reach out to us, and I'll be glad to get that get the information that you need to you as soon as possible. If I don't have the information, I'll get it to you. So, happy Talk About It Thursday, folks, and I trust your day is going well. We're all in lockdown, and we're at home, and helping the kids with homework, which is fun. Ooh. we're getting a lot of things done. We've been talking about resources that are available There's a ton of resources. Again, that page is going to go up on the website at allforhr.net. The COVID resource page is going up. We also also have a free webinar that's going to take place on Friday. That is April 3rd. And that's going to be at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be circulating that link. And it's called Small Business, Mighty Small Business Owners at Their Best. We're going to talk about resources. We're going to talk about COVID-19. We're going to also talk about some things that you can do to keep your sanity. Okay. Because it's difficult. It's a difficult time. It's very uncertain. So we want to keep everyone going as best as possible. Okay. So again, we're talking about resources for one. If you have questions, you can call in at 563-999-3057 and talk about resources. So SCORE and SBA and a ton of different entities are circulating information for small business owners to find out what resources are available to them during this time. And so that's going to be on the website. And I want you to come on in and take a look at the resources that are available to you. There are some things that, you know, during this time that you can be doing. We are being bombarded, of course, with information, right, from all sides, okay? From all sides, we are being bombarded. Yes, we are. And so it's very important, folks, that we stay prayerful, we stay positive, okay? That's very, very important. As things are changing every day, you want to make sure that you're staying positive. And so some things that I myself have put together, I'm working on a ton of resources. So some things that I've been talking about take this time to not focus so much on social media, on news, okay? Yes, you're going to hear about news. We're all going to hear about news. We're all again being bombarded with that, and I understand that, okay? So do you. But let's take in just a minimal amount of that of information if we can, folks, so that you are, let's say, not what's the word I'm using? So you're not overwhelmed, okay? Because it's easy to get overwhelmed during this time. What has helped me a lot is being able to take the time and focus on some things that I have not had the time to work on. Okay, that has been a huge help for me. Okay, it's been huge, absolutely huge. It's helped me get some things done, get some things finished, and as well as work on some new projects. So first of all, let's say this. Let's do this. First thing you want to do, if you're a small business owner, some a lot of companies have had to lay off workers. Okay, so for those that you have had to lay people off, you still want to keep in touch with everyone, see how everyone's doing during this time. We don't know how long or how short it's going to be. We don't know. We're not looking at we don't want to focus on the bad. Folks want to focus on the good. So I encourage small business owners to join one of the collaboration tools. There are tons of collaboration tools that you can use. Some of them are even free. Free is my middle name. I love So you can HeySpace. These are all free. HeySpace, Clink, Kezmo, KEZMO, Real Time Board. Bitrix 24 is actually one that I use. Same Page, Glip, Highbox. So what you can do is set up a free collaboration software or tool on your computer. Invite all of your team members or employees, and then you can get together once a day and just say hi to everyone. So you're all staying in contact with each other, okay? Just, you know, speak to everyone, say, hey, how everybody's doing. Everybody does not have a computer, so you can join using your phone. Everybody has a smartphone, right? So you can, if you don't have a computer, you can, join in with their cell phone. So you guys can do 20 minutes at lunchtime and say, hey, everybody, we're going to have lunch together. Everybody get together and just kind of, you know, be able to collaborate and talk to each other and just see how everybody's going, is getting through this, and keep everyone uplifted and supported. Okay. So I'm going to drop that list of collaboration tools down. I'm going to put it on social media, and I'm also going to put it in the group. Again, I want you to join the group, our Facebook group, which is Small Business SMB Success HR Hub. We talk, there are other business owners in there, and we focus on employees, on building healthy and happy workplaces. So we talk about policies, we talk about policies, procedures, and all kinds of great information. I'm always sharing resources in there, and it's just a great group of people that we are working very hard to grow. You can network with other people, you can exchange information, and so it's great. That is the Small Business Success HR Hub, and that's our Facebook page, okay? So consider that it's a great way for everyone to stay stay together, stay looking out after each, you know, looking out for one another while we're down. If you have a lot of companies are working from home and they're still operating, so you may have a software in place already. If you don't, this list is great for you because it's for teams. So check that out. It's a great way for everybody to continue to look out after each other. We have to look out for one another during this time because we're supposed to be staying in, okay? We're supposed to be staying in. So if you can, make sure you're staying in. This is, again, a great way for small businesses to stay in contact with your teams and your employees, as well as keep everyone uplifted during this time, okay? So that's one thing that you can do, okay? Another thing you can do is we as small business owners, our minds are going all the time, correct? All the time. So guess what? Now we're all halted. for the most of us, I say 98% of us, small businesses, are halted at a complete standstill for the moment, right? So take this time, folks. Take this time and put it to good use, okay? Put it to good use. Don't concentrate on social media. Don't concentrate on the news. Yes, you have to keep up with news. We understand that. But to a certain degree, again, I'm learning that just listening to it, or if you listen to it all day, oh, my God, your brain is just overloaded by lunchtime, okay? So take some time to work on some projects with your business, because we have to focus on the fact, folks, that on the other side of this, when we're through this, and we're going to get through it, okay, when we get through this, on the other side, where's your company going to be, right? Where's your company going to be? You know what I'm saying? Where is it going to be? So you want to take a list. You want to keep that you want to keep the everyone positive, and you want to, when we get through this, you want to be able to hit the ground running, right? So that's very important. What are you going to be? Where's your company going to be when we're through this? Because know that we're going to get through this. We're going to get through this. It's just we're going to get through it. So where is your company going to be? Think about programs that you may have thought about putting implementing. One project is, I've been talking about small businesses volunteering more. So what about putting together a volunteering program where your employees will volunteer once a quarter? How about that's a great idea. So how about putting that together? And guess what? If you want that program, I'll get that program to you, okay? What about an employee engagement program? Okay. How about your policies? Have your policies been updated in your handbook? If they have not, you want to shoot me an email and let's get that done. Your books. Are your books up to date? Your finances and everything? You got time to go through that and get those in order. Oh my goodness. Receipts. How many people have a ton of receipts and don't have them where they should be going, or where they should be categorized at? You got time to do that now. Okay, you or your office person or whoever, your administrator or whatever, you have time to do that now. So I'm going to drop a list in my group and circulate a list of programs that you can work on and put them together. Get people in charge of those programs or in your business, so that when you start, when we get through this, okay, when we get through it, you're going to be ready to hit the ground running, okay? Have you thought maybe perhaps about a different target market that you want to take your business to, that you want to, you know, expand your target market? Okay, so now you have time. Okay, you have time to check into that new target market, to expand it. You got time now to actually sit down and you have time to sit down and look at different markets that you may want to add to your business. sit down and research those businesses, get you an Excel sheet up, open that bad boy up, and start implementing businesses that you want to contact. There's an idea, right? While you're off, while you're on some downtime, okay, reach out to your clients, okay? Your former clients, your current clients, reach out to them and ask how and see how they're doing. You know, have a conversation with them. See what's going on with them, how they're doing, right? So those are things you can do to while you're down, while you have this downtime, okay? I am April Halliburton of All for HR and Business Solutions. I want to thank you for joining the show. Our call-in number is 563-999-3057. That information is being circulated, and we're halfway through the show here, but we still have time for your call-in. You can follow on Pinterest at All for HR. Tumblr at All for HR, YouTube at All for HR, Instagram All for HR, and LinkedIn All for HR Business Solutions, Facebook All for HR Business Solutions, and then our Facebook group, which is Small Business Success HR Hub. I'm actually thinking of changing that to Mighty Small Business Owners. I'm really feeling that because we are small business owners and we're mighty, okay? We're on Google Plus and Twitter at All for HR. So follow us. You can call our hotline at 844-425-5447. Number two is for our hotline. So if you have an HR question or a business question, you can call us. And if no one answers the phone right away, leave a message and someone will return your call within 24 hours. You can also go on the website. There's a phone on every page. All you do is click on the phone, and guess what? There you go. Type in your question and someone will answer your question. How about that? I love doing that. I absolutely love doing that. You can ask questions. There's so many things going on, folks. The next thing I want to tell you is this. Again, take this time, folks, to focus on the positive. Projects, things that you haven't had the chance to do, to complete. Now's the time. SCORE, S-C-O-R-E, is the Detroit version, the Detroit chapter of SBA. Go to SCORE.org, do that now, profile. There are tons, okay, tons of free resources for small business owners, okay, tons. Do you have a marketing plan? You can get one, a free one. Do you want to review your finances? We have a whole package there that you can review your finances. Do you need a mentor? Guess what? Our mentors are meeting virtually, so if you need a mentor, you can get a mentor. We're meeting virtually. I'm a mentor and a workshop facilitator and HR consultant for SCORE. You can visit there. There's a whole host COVID-19 Small Business Resource Hub. So you got questions, you can connect with a mentor, you can. There are so many on-demand recorded webinars and live webinars and courses on the book. You would have no idea how many. Okay, anything you want information on, you can do it. Succession planning, understanding your cash flow, actionable lead generation, diversity and inclusion. Just the list goes on and on. So take this time, folks, to position yourself for when we're through this, okay? Take this time to position yourself, okay, to when you're on the other side of this pandemic, okay? It can't go wrong. There is so much information that's available to you free off of SCORE, off of the SCORE website, that you can, and it's all geared towards small business owners. That's why it's free. So what you can't do right now is sit and not do anything. Sit and worry, okay? Everything is going to keep moving. We're going to all keep moving. You may think we're standing still. We're not standing still, folks. We're still moving forward, absolutely moving forward, okay? We are moving forward every day, every moment. So take this time and take advantage of the SCORE website and look at the many, many resources that are just there for you. So you don't have to sit and say, I'm bored. Because as a small business owner, we're never bored. We are never bored. We've always got things to do. Always got things to do. We've always got something that needs to be done, something that needs to be completed, a client that needs to be called, an employee that you need to collaborate. There's always something that you can be doing. Okay? So I want you to take this time and not focus on social media and the news so much. Take this time and focus on not where you are, but where your company is going to be, where your business is going to be when we're through this pandemic, okay? That's what your focus is. So in addition to, of course, enjoying the time to just sit down and breathe, relax, spend some time with the kids. I know that homework is killing you because it's killing me. Okay. But doing, you know, spending time with the family, carve out some time each day, a couple hours to look at what can you be doing for your business so that it's better positioned or in a better place after this is over. Okay. Focus on where you're going to be, because when this is over, you want to be hitting the ground running. Because while you're sitting, maybe sitting here thinking, oh, this is downtime, nothing is happening, you know, I'm just sitting here being still, there's nothing I can do. Oh, my goodness. You can browse the SCORE library and the tons of information, the tons of resources that are available are there. So go to the SCORE website or SBA, either one of them. But you go to the SCORE and it's all kind of watch free webinars anytime. And there's so many. Okay? There's so many. You know, targeting your audience, simplifying social media, all of there's so much. And if you want to talk about your finances, whatever you want to position yourself for when this is over. You don't want to focus on right now. You want to focus on when this is over. Okay, we as small business owners, we're visionaries. We have a vision. And our vision is not going to stop right here. It's not going to stop in the middle or in the beginning of this pandemic. It's going to focus on after it's over. Okay? So I want you to keep those things in mind, folks. I want you to keep those things in mind. I'm going to share a lot of information for you over the next few weeks. And again, I want you to look at the resources that we have available. the resources for small business owners and owners that are impacted financially will be on the website, and it's being I'm sharing those emails as well to my audience, to my clients, and there's so much going on, folks, but like I'm not doing right now. Take a breath. You guys, I'm all hyped up. And the reason I'm so hyped up, folks, is because I want you to focus. We are mighty small business owners, and we are visionaries, right? So I want you to see yourself on the other side of this. Not in the middle, not in the beginning, but on the other side. When life gets back to as we know it. How does that sound? Does that sound pretty good to you? I can see it. Folks, I'm telling you, I can see it. I want you to see it with me. Okay? I want you to see it with me because we're going to get through this. We are definitely going to get through this. There's no doubt about it. Okay, so that's what I want you to focus on when we get through this. Okay? So that's very important. The next thing I want to talk about is a wonderful project that I have had the pleasure to join the network, and it's called the Happy Neighborhood Network. It was founded by Edwin Edebiri. It's based out of California. It's a wonderful project that is for small business owners, and the small business owners are networking, and small business owners that join this network have declared that they are that they're going to have happy clients and happy customers. Okay? So it's actually, I want you can go to the happyneighborhoodproject.com website, and you can find out it is an alternative to Yelp. Okay? And, you know, most people are have a general feeling of happy, what a happy business is like. A business that is committed to great customer services and encourages positive environments, okay? So according to Harvard Business Review, happy businesses attract 37% more customers, okay? Yet currently there's no easy way for customers to locate happy businesses. That's where the Happy Neighborhood Project comes in. A registry of happy businesses provides a shortcut for consumers. The goal is to humanize the review and the feedback system, okay? You have to go to this website and see this. It's absolutely wonderful. I have the pleasure of becoming the very first person in the Detroit area, and I want to grow our network of small businesses. Okay, so each star rating on Yelp represents a difference of 5 to 9% in annual review. I'm going to say that again. Each star rating on Yelp represents a difference of 5 to 9% in annual review. Businesses are longing for a way to be presented to consumers in a manner that allows positive discourse and effective feedback. Okay, so the Happy Neighborhood Project, which was founded by Edwin Edebiri, is dedicated to both the concept of entrepreneurship and happiness. It's where the two meet. The Happy Neighborhood Project has heard from many, too many customers and businesses that the status quo is unfeeling and counterintuitive. The Happy Neighborhood Project provides a better option, okay, and wish to provide change. Happy Neighborhood Project strives to incorporate happiness into the cultures of businesses that consumers patronize. So March 20th was international, declared the National Day of Happiness. In lieu of everything that has happened, it's been pushed out to May. And that May 15th, that's when it's been pushed out to. May 15th is going to be the International Day of Happiness, okay? So we have, let me explain, free networking events, virtual networking events for all over the country on Tuesdays and Fridays, okay? Tuesday of each week and Friday of every week. So I'm going to put that information in there. If you go to the website, happyneighborhoodproject.com, click on events, you can register because you have to register for the free virtual Zoom. Okay, you have to register ahead of time. They are free, but you have to register. And so you can go on there and register. And I'm going to have that link on my website as well as circulating that link. Okay. So if you have questions about that, I'm looking for our lovely, our Detroit mighty small business owners to jump on board. It's a great way to network, a great way to gain exposure to your company and just join a great network of businesses like yourself. Okay. And the pledge that the Happy Neighborhood Project members is to provide great customer service and to encourage a positive work environment. Okay. Who can argue with that, right? That's what we all are looking forward to. That's what we all want. Okay. So, I've been talking nonstop, but I'm so glad that you all have joined here on the show. We're going to circulate the link afterwards, and the website will be up, and the new page will be up, the COVID-19 resources. Also, I'm doing a list of frequently asked questions by small business owners during this time. And I want your questions. So you can put them on the website, offerhr.net. And all you have to do is type it into the phone. You can go to the Facebook page, OfferHR and Business Solutions. You can join our group, which we really, really, really would like to encourage you to join our Facebook group. Sign up for our newsletter, become a member of the Offer HR community. You can also email them to painpoint@offerhr.net, painpoint at offerhr.net. Okay, so we're always accessible to you. My allergies, are starting to mess with me, believe it or not. But I want everyone to stay positive during this time, and remember the suggestions that I have, which more coming. And if you have suggestions, share them with us as well. Okay, share them with us. We'd love to see what you're doing as a small business owner to keep going during this time. Okay, make sure If you are on the score, if you or you listen to one of the score on demand or live or recorded videos, do me a favor, shoot me an email and let me know. I'd love to know how you like it. Okay? This is not a time for stopping. This is not a time. This is a time to grow. And as I said, don't focus on now. Focus on where your business is going to be when we're through this, okay? When we're on the other side, where is your business going to be, okay? And you definitely don't want to say 30 days from now, even 30 days for a small business, it's a lot of time. You can pick up or you can lose customers, right? You can pick up business or you can lose business. You can pick up employees or you can lose employees. So much can happen in 30 days or in 15 days for a small business owner, right? It doesn't take long. Okay? So take this time and use it. Use this time to project your company to where it's going to be when you're done, when we're through this. Okay? That's what is important. I want you to see where you're going to be. That's what I said. You can work on, if you want to do an employee engagement program, we have those. We'll put that together for you. Free. Okay? A volunteer program for your employees. Once this is over, they can volunteer quarter or once a year or half a year, whatever, it's at your discretion. Okay? But the thing is, you can put those things in place. Update your policies. Have you taken a look at your performance management program? Do you have a performance management program? Right? When was the last time you reviewed it? Okay? Is it yielding the results? Do you need a new one? Does it need to be updated? This is the time that you concentrate on making your business better. This is not a time to sit down and lull about how things are and woe is me. None of that. We don't have time for that because we're mighty small business owners. We're visionaries. Okay, so you want to know what you want. We want to know where you're going to be afterwards. When you think in terms of it that way, I'm telling you, you're going to go start working day and night. Okay? If you have some ideas or some things, come brainstorm them with us in the Facebook group. Okay? If you got a question about, what can I be doing about this? Again, expand. You thought about expanding your target market. You got a time now to sit down at your computer, open you up an Excel sheet, put a couple rows in there, tabs in there, and search out new neighborhoods for new prospects. And reach out to former customers, current customers, prospective customers, see how they're doing. See if you contacted them before and they may have wanted your service but didn't follow up. There's so many things that you can be doing that's going to project you to where you want to be afterwards, after we're through this pandemic. Okay, because this pandemic is not going to stop a small business owner. We're mighty. We're visionaries. Okay? There are tons of things you can be doing. Go on the SCORE website, and like I said, if you update your marketing plan. You don't have a marketing plan, there are several templates on there that you can use. You can put them together and you can execute. If you have a question about it, guess what? You can go on the SCORE website, ask for a mentor, or just send a question. There are tons of resources that are available to our mighty small business owners. Tons. There's so many you can't even count. There's so many webinars that you can be watching, free webinars, recorded webinars, live webinars. There's documents on there that you can use. You can go to the library. You can just search for what. There's tons of information that is available to you. You know, how many, you know, small business, SCORE and SBA are dedicated to the growth of you, to your growth, to your success. So this is not a time to sit down and twiddle your thumbs. This is not a time to be feeling low. Don't sit and listen to all of the news, just a little bit of it a day. I listen to it a couple, maybe 20 minutes in the morning, maybe that long, and a little bit in the evening. In the evening, I'm only going to watch a couple minutes of ours, Detroit. I'm not watching the world news. My little head can't take it. My brain can't take it. Okay, because it's getting on overload. Okay, so this is the time to focus on being productive and positive for your business. This is that time. This is that time. Sit down, relax, take a breath, work a couple hours on different things, and man, see where you're going to be at the end when this is over. Okay? Every day, you know, you can do it Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday. I do Monday through Sunday, actually, but I do a shorter time on Sunday. But take that time to concentrate on where your business is going to be when we're done with this, when we're through it. Okay? That's your focus. When you look at where we're visionaries, we're mighty small business owners. We are visionaries. So see that vision of when we get through this. Okay? That's what you focus on. And more than any time, anything, focus on spending time with your family, your kids. Be kind. Look out for your neighbors, people that in your neighborhood that are disabled or just people that need help. Okay? But my mighty small business owners, visionaries, that's what we are. Right, we started this journey with a vision. That vision is still there. This is not the time to give up on that vision. This is not the time to slow down on the vision. This is the time to see how far you are from reaching that goal, from achieving that vision of what you started out to do. Okay? Revisit your why. If you don't have a mission statement, you got time to do one now. Guess what? You can go on the SCORE website. There's one on there, I think, about vision statements. Take the time to focus. Take a breath, sit down, relax, and get working on your business. I dropped you, gave you some reads, some ways, some things that you can do. And don't forget, if you are a small business that has perhaps had to lay somebody, your people off, or you are a collaborative tool that the sign up for one of the free collaboration tools, put all of your team on there, all of them on there, and you guys can talk once a day. Just 10, 15 minutes just to say, hey, how's everybody doing? You know, some people are getting maybe a little down, may be feeling a little down right about now about different things, about the situation. So we have to stay encouraged. We have to lift each other up. Okay? So that's an excellent idea. You guys can brainstorm about other of projects or things that you guys can be doing when we're through this. Because trust and believe, there's going to be another side, the other side. We're going to the other side. Nothing has stopped. Okay? You may not be in working right now in the, doing the things that you use you day to day because we're on executive order for staying in. I got you on that. But there are a million things as a business owner you can be doing. Okay? A million. Literally. Okay? So I want everyone to stay focused, stay positive. I'm going to send a list of these things out to everyone. I want everyone to listen. I'm going to get listen to the show, write these ideas down, and execute them. You have projects you want to put together? Check out the Trello, Trello app, Trello. Excellent project management tool that you and your team can use to put new projects together, get them executed, get them done. Okay? So listen, I enjoyed you all, as always. Next time you guys are going to call in, okay? Remember to follow us, All for HR, on Instagram, on Tumblr, on Twitter, and All for HR and Business Solutions on LinkedIn and on Facebook, and then the Small Business Success HR Hub on Facebook. That's our group. I look forward to having you all again. You guys next week. We're going to have a special guest on here next week. And I can't wait. Take care of each other. Be good to each other. Take a breath. Let's get these businesses where we need them to be. Remember, business can be like a circus. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room. I'll see you all soon. Take care now. Bye-bye now. Until next.